The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Let's go to Helsinki, or what's going on in Helsinki. Let's hear a little bit first of Donald Trump's comments as he met Vladimir Putin earlier today, just before their talks.
I'd like to congratulate you on a really great World Cup, one of the best ever, from what everybody tells me, one of the best ever, and also for your team itself doing so well. And I really think the world wants to see us get along. We are the two great nuclear powers. We have 90% of the nuclear, and that's not a good thing, it's a bad thing. And I think we hopefully can do something about that, because it's not a positive force, it's a negative force. So we'll be talking about that, among other things. It's great to be with you.
That was on the way in. Afterwards, they had a joint press conference. And one of the issues, of course, which had to be addressed was the allegations and the investigation underway into alleged Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election.
We have both made some mistakes. I think that the probe is a disaster for our country. I think it's kept us apart. It's kept us separated. There was no collusion at all. Everybody knows it. People are being brought out to the fore. So far that I know, virtually none of it related to the campaign. And they're going to have to try really hard to find somebody that did relate to the campaign. That was a clean campaign. I beat Hillary Clinton easily. And frankly, we beat her. And I'm not even saying from the standpoint, we won that race. And it's a shame that there can even be a little bit of a cloud over it. People know that, people understand it, but the main thing, and we discussed this also, is zero collusion. And it has had a negative impact upon the relationship of the two largest nuclear powers in the world. We have 90% of nuclear power between the two countries. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous what's going on with the probe.
Carl Thomas, I want to read you a tweet from John Brennan, the former head of the CIA. Donald Trump's press conference performance in Helsinki rises to and exceeds the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. It was nothing short of treasonous. Not only were Trump's comments imbecilic, he is wholly in the pocket of Putin. Republican patriots, where are you? What would you say to that, Carl?
Yeah, I saw that earlier just a few minutes ago. I mean, Brennan is wholly in the pocket of the left and the Democratic Party in this country. He's lost all credibility in my judgment. Look, I thought the headline in this, well, there are a couple of headlines, but I thought after the diplomatic speak about productive, frank exchanges, that's what they always say, I thought it was interesting that Putin invited Robert Mueller, the special counsel, or anyone representing his office over to Moscow to interview whoever he wanted to see if he could find any collusion. Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, just a few days ago, as you know, in announcing the indictment of 12 Russian military intelligence people, said that there were no findings, a single vote being changed, or the outcome being influenced in the election. So what in the heck are we investigating here? Putin did say something very clever. He said the Russian state has not and will not interfere in any U.S. election. Now, he didn't say anything about people other than the Russian state. But as I point out in my column tomorrow, quoting no higher authority than myself, Matt, there was a fellow who is a researcher at Carnegie Mellon University in Pennsylvania who researched American meddling in foreign elections since 1946 and found at least 80 times, more than 80 times, he said, that the U.S. had tried to influence elections in other countries. He left out the one in 2015 where the little earlier than that, when under the Obama administration, the State Department sent millions of dollars to a liberal group in Israel to try to oust Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, or keep him from being reelected. So the United States doesn't exactly have clean hands when we're talking about meddling in elections.
Okay, just before I bring in Mary McKeown, it was the case, Carl, that Putin did offer that to Bob Mueller, but with extreme conditions attached as well.
So yeah, right.
I think we should say that. Mary McKeown, what do you make of Donald Trump's acquiescence in Helsinki?
Well, Honestly, I was stunned. And first of all, relating directly to what you said there, it was a quid pro quo that, if Mueller wants to come over here, we want to get hold of Bill Browder and that investigation, the one which led to the Magnitsky Act, which caused Russian sanctions to be imposed on Russia. So this is a nonsense, what he said there. Honestly, Cal, Matt, I was stunned. I mean, to see an American president stand beside a Russian president when all of the US intelligence services have come to the conclusion that Russia did absolutely meddle in the US elections, and to be asked by a reporter very directly, okay, who do you believe, your own intelligence agencies or the adversary standing beside you? And he pretty well sides with Putin and says, I don't see any reason why it would be Russia, and then goes on this inexplicable rant about Hillary Clinton and her 33,000 emails, the same thing that on the same day Russia started to hack according to these indictments, and then starts talking about the Democratic server. Hillary Clinton is an American. The Democrats are an American political party. And he stands beside Putin and disses them and disrespects them and lies about them. And then also talks about the Democrats earlier, all they know how to do is resist. You know, he forgets he's an American. Honestly, I was just stunned by it. And the other thing I have to say, Matt, that really made me angry is he stood beside Putin. They spoke about Syria. He did not mention one word of condemnation for the hundreds and thousands of women and children in Syria who've been starved, who've been barrel bombed, and who've been subject to chemical attacks by Assad, all of which were paid for and enabled by Russia. And not to mention the 10 million people who have been displaced, the 6 million refugees, none of that was mentioned. There was this sort of half-mouth thing about perhaps some kind of humanitarian assistance. You know, there have been atrocities committed in Syria that are unspeakable, and that was all ignored. I thought his performance was, sadly, what I would expect, only worse.
Okay. Cal, if a Democrat had done what Trump did today, would you be so sanguine?
Well, I thought one of the things that Trump said was interesting. He said, we should have had a dialogue sooner, we being the Russian leaders and the American president. Both, meaning both countries, have made mistakes. Now, wait a minute. The right and Republicans criticized President Obama severely for what they called the apology tour when President Obama went to Cairo, Egypt, and then to other countries, saying that the United States had been arrogant and we'd made mistakes too and we shouldn't be judging other countries. So I thought that was a very interesting statement. Well, look, politics in America, Matt, I'm sure it's the same in Ireland, though perhaps not as intense. When your person is in power, your party is in power, you look for ways to excuse any actions or behavior because you're interested in maintaining the power. Yeah, I think probably a lot of Republicans would have had a far different reaction if a Democrat president had said that. But let's remember, when Ronald Reagan went to Moscow and confronted Gorbachev and had all of these meetings and came up with a Star Wars idea and everything, the Democrats were denouncing him for... not colluding, but taking Russia at its word and thinking that we could devise a defense system that would cause the Russians to cave. Well, the Russians eventually did cave. The Communist Party caved. The Soviet Union caved. And we've got a whole different dynamic now. And I think the president was right saying that dialogue is better than confrontation.
Yeah, hold on. You started that by saying Reagan confronted. What you have now happen here, Cal, the way things are going, there's only one winner going to emerge out of this, and it ain't going to be Donald Trump.
Well, we'll see. We don't know. Let's compare it to a dating service, one of those online dating services. This is just lunch or it's just dinner. Nobody's going to the other person's apartment. It's a first date. Let's see how it goes.
I think that's a very unfortunate analogy, knowing what we know about Trump and his attitude to women, Cal. Marion,
yeah,
you wanted to get in there.
Can I get in here, Cal? Cal, Donald Trump openly discredited and tried to dismiss Robert Mueller, who is one of the people in American life, the former FBI director, who is impeccable in his personal and professional record. Ronald Reagan, I find that analogy completely absurd. Ronald Reagan never met Putin and said Jimmy Carter, is an idiot or discredited the CIA or the FBI or his own intelligence agencies. He did quite the opposite. He went as a patriot, and I just find that you would would make that analogy, having seen you as an American and as a patriot, having seen what Donald Trump just did, the way he spoke about Hillary Clinton, but the way he spoke about his own intelligence agencies and the way he caved to Putin and said, well, who do you believe? Putin, who everybody knows is a KGB former agent and out-and-out liar, he lied several times during that press conference, or your own intelligence agencies, and he goes, I think I'd sort of side with Putin. It's outrageous.
We're going to leave it there. We'll talk more tomorrow evening. Thank you very much, Cal Thomas and Mary McKeown.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.